In order to get pussy, you gotta have a dick.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to lay up in that thing. You gotta be able to reach around the wall. You know what I mean? I don't mean just getting laid.
Sure. Yep, there it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. There it is. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep, deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove that Ben Carson's wife, Candy Carson, will become the first woman president of these United States. Look, I'm not happy about it any more than you are, but it's going to play out. The Republicans are going to learn to use identity politics against us. All this shit that we've been claiming where we want inclusion and more representation in politics. They're going to show up with Candy and she's going to sing her own national anthem and we're going to be stuck with her ass. Everybody's going to be wearing poorly constructed lace front wigs all because of Candy Carson and there's nothing we can do about it. I'm your host, Langston Kerman. I'm here. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited. We have a good episode today. I'm going to go ahead and call it right now. We got a good goddamn episode today. My guest today, he's great. You know him from a lot of shit. He's been in a lot of shit. You know him probably best from Wildin' Out. You know him from The Wedding Ringer. You know him from Haunted House. And more recently, you know him from his special Mirror to Society. Please, everyone, welcome my guest, Mr. Afion Crockett.
Got a whole audience in here, huh? Got
hell yeah, man. You know, I got to bring the folks in for you, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. I can't complain, brother. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad because you came to us. This is an exciting time because you came to us with a conspiracy theory that I think has flown under the radar for a while, or at least we haven't been able to address. You said, and I want to get this as correct as possible, but you said, my mama told me.
Burrell is a vampire.
Tell me more.
Yeah, I mean, look. The only reason why that is funny to me and resonates is because I've gotten accused of the same thing.
Oh, shit.
People often say, man, you and Pharrell sipping the same water. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll see me post videos of me at the Apollo and, you know, in the 90s. And they're like, how many lives have you lived, bro? You know what I mean? Sure. Like, I feel like, Pharrell just, He found the cheat code on how to take care of your skin, take care of your health.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's about, for me, it's about peace, you know, keeping your life as stress-free as possible.
And, okay. So for you, you're feeling like this is a spiritual thing. It's more of a holistic thing of being at peace in your situation allows you to keep looking young.
Oh, 100%. You gotta consider, like, you said you're married, right? How long you been married?
Yeah. I've been married a year.
So oh, yeah, yeah.
This
so
could
ain't
go
set
wrong.
In yet.
You know what I mean?
It ain't set in yet. See, my example was going to be that most people that have fucked up marriages,
yep.
Most of my friends that are like in marriages and they're stressful, they aging. They done lost mm-hmm. their hair. They gray. They, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a different level of the process that kicks in. And not to say that it's just the marriage or that it's no. the marriage at all, but life.
You yeah, know,
job,
I think
stress, kids.
Yeah, I think this. To your point, we all make these commitments to things, be it a job, be it a person, whatever it is that you've committed to. And some of those things we've committed to are in fact bullshit or very difficult to keep being
very
happy in.
Fucking difficult.
Yeah.
And you start to wear it on your face.
Mm-hmm. And so to your point, you're saying for in a number of ways, you've been able to sidestep that. You've been able to look at that and
with intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying it. My face says it. And And it's not until, you know, I show up somewhere when someone hadn't seen me in a long time and they looking at me crazy, or you know, I'll just see comments like, man, this dude ain't aging. Like, what's going on? Yeah. And so I started to just look at it and be like, you know what? There's a reason why they're saying that, or, yep, you know, why the result is what it is. I just try to live a life that's stress-free, man. I can't do stress.
That's fair. And I will say, to the conspiracy theory, Pharrell always seems like a motherfucker living stress-free. Like, truly, I've never seen him look even a little bit anxious in a situation.
He has a zen aura about him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really sidestep that. You can't bypass the fact that in interviews, he just always seems to be pretty calm and you know.
Yeah, there's a glow about him, but it's a soft glow. It ain't even like some Bruce Leroy shit. It's just sort of like a nice calm glow that's at peace at all times.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to maintain it.
Where do you think you first heard this conspiracy theory? Where did this first come to your attention?
Black Twitter.
Great. There,
you know,
it is.
Black Twitter gonna come up with all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
from Pharrell being a vampire to Gorilla Glue Girl. You know what I mean? Like, just all of the conspiracy theories that we have ever heard, for the most part, has been from Black Twitter.
That's
and
fair.
Black Twitter has existed even before Twitter was an app.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Black people from word of mouth can make some shit travel real
yes.
fast.
We've unpacked quite a few of those old conspiracies that sort of like just were the word of mouth things on this show. We talked about Tommy Hilfiger in that supposed episode of Oprah where he said, I don't want niggas wearing my clothes. Or we talked about Ciara being a hermaphrodite. It's all the stuff that happened before Black Twitter.
That happened before the app. That some of that happened before the internet was a real accessible thing. Tupac been alive for how many decades now?
Right.
pre-Twitter, pre-Instagram, sure. You know what I mean?
And
just, no matter where you live, it just seemed to be a general consensus that Tupac lives in Cuba, right?
Yes, right. Tupac, at this point, we were talking about you being not originally from L.A., but being in L.A. for as long as you have. Tupac is Cuban at this point, are to believe that he has been there this entire time.
100%.
So you hear it on Black Twitter, or you read it on Black Twitter, or word of mouth, whatever it is. And what is your instinct in seeing it? Is it immediately, this is silly? Or do you at any point go, all right, I'm listening. I'll dig in.
Oh, no. Nine times out of 10, I'm like, oh, this is some bullshit. But I'm entertained by it, so I'm going to laugh.
Sure.
I'm going to read it and laugh.
I got you.
But it's almost always bullshit.
Yeah. It's almost always bullshit.
It's almost always bullshit. Not to say that some conspiracy theories aren't like factual, right? The vampire thing in Pharrell, that to me that's just funny. It's folklore. It's bullshit. It's more of a compliment to him to say black don't crack, and he's a beneficiary of it, right?
Yeah, sure.
But you know, when you get into conspiracy theories about vaccines and all that kind of stuff, then you'd be like, all right, I might need to listen, see what's going on.
Sure. If nothing else, I want to learn more. I don't have to listen to all of it and embrace it, but I want to know more about where this shit is coming from.
Yeah, it might be something to it. I mean, Tuskegee did exist. It's still a school, and the experiments did happen.
Sure. The experiments happened. I want to know more. I have more learning to do. Let me ask you this. How uncrackable is your black lineage? Are other people in your family uncracked? Are they similarly not aging in the same way that you are?
Oh, yeah. It's pretty seamless in my family.
So everybody down the line is just has reached this zen sort of like we ain't
Now, I didn't say zen.
Okay.
I didn't say they all got the zen on them.
Sure.
You know, there's definitely some stress somewhere in my family.
Yeah,
but there's genetically, though, we definitely have an edge.
I got you. I like that. An edge on age. Okay, so you don't believe it. Let me ask you this, and this is, I think, going to...
Because if I believed it, then that would mean that I'm a vampire. And
Well, I don't know. Well, okay, let me ask you this, because this, I think this might set us up for some of the research that we're going to talk about later, but how much do you believe in the possibility of vampires, period? Is there any reality that that might be true in your world?
No, I never believed in vampires. I think that's, okay. I think that's Hollywood folklore and tales. And I do believe in life on other planets, though. I believe in aliens. I just don't believe that they're the form that, that, again, Hollywood has told us that they look like.
Oh, so it's not some sexy white man with a leather jacket. It might be something like inner, you know, a fucking like interspatial whatever.
No, even with vampires. Yeah. When I think of vampires, I think of the Count from Sesame Street. Like, sure. Is that silly to me?
Right.
You know what I mean?
And the Count didn't even bite people. He was just. That motherfucker was just counting.
He was just counting his bread. Yeah, he was just counting.
He just wanted money. And
he just wanted the bet.
Cookies, whatever you could count. This man wanted to count it. So you don't believe in vampires, but you do believe at least in some version of, I would dare to call aliens something supernatural. They are something that live outside of our like proven or absolute proven sort of like lived experiences, right?
No.
You don't think so? Tell me more.
No, I think it's arrogant for us to think that we are the only normal, stable form of life, right? Mm-hmm. In this big-ass universe.
Sure. So when it comes to things of the world, of the universe, by your suggestion, you are not looking to science as much as you are looking inward and saying like, yo, Avion, what do you see? That's what I'm going to live by.
It's not even that I'm saying that I know it all either. What I'm saying is I trust my instincts. I trust God. I trust, you know, I'm not fully putting my trust in science or the government or what I see on the news.
Yeah.
We've been misled so many times in smaller ways. So why wouldn't they hoodwink the fuck out of us in bigger ways?
Like about there's a whole stars and planets and shit.
There's documentaries still where they're talking about faking the moon landing. I watched one on a plane like a year ago.
Yeah.
They're still talking about this shit where they supposedly faked the moon landing.
Right.
Right? Meaning all of the fanfare that, you know, the competition with the Soviet Union back in the day, who's going to get to space first? The US, China, Soviet Union. They did all of that. And the U.S. failed. They had rockets blowing up
one after the other. In the air like a goddamn top after every launch.
One after the other. So all of a sudden, they figure out how to go from exploding every launch to Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin and them being the first to ever touch down on the moon.
Let me just say how much I love that you called Tom Collins and them. That's beautiful. He don't deserve no credit. Fuck you, Tom Collins. Listen, you're the only one that we ain't going to give credit to.
I never knew the third nigga's name. Let me just say that. I never knew that there was a Tom Collins.
I'm pretty sure it's Tom Collins. It's probably like Tim Collins, and I'm saying it.
Yeah,
wrong,
that sounds like Tom Collins sounds like a drink.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think the niggas was drunk and imagine that they was on the moon. But yeah, there's theories about that too. And just, you know, all I'm saying is, no, I'm not saying that I know it all. Sure. I just don't believe everything that they tell us.
You don't believe everything they tell us, but you're not sold on the possibility of vampires. Either way, you're saying.
Yeah, but that's just my own personal preference.
Sure. Do you? Okay. Well, with that, do you then. Are you judgmental of someone else who believes in vampires? Are you like, look at this goofy motherfucker over here?
Let me tell you something. I'm going to say that anyway. I'm going to say that anyway because I'm a comedian. I'm always call niggas goofy. Everybody is goofy for one reason or another, right?
I like that.
But I'm the guy that I don't care what religion you are. I don't care what you believe. If you choose it and that works for you, again, going back to peace. I keep peace, man. It's just a zen situation. If you want to believe in the goddamn Easter Bunny, all right, cool.
Yeah.
Let's go grab a burger.
Sure. Let's eat. You get roasted and we'll enjoy the afternoon.
It is what it is, brother. You know, yeah. I don't give a fuck what you believe.
I do think, to your point, there is something almost the peace is allowing people to maintain their own beliefs. That as long as we can reach a point where you get to feel comfortable in your shit, I get to feel comfortable in my shit, be it vampires, be it fucking stars that are still alive, even though science says otherwise, then we can enjoy each other and not feel like we have to assert dominance over like your faith, your belief, your understanding of the world or the universe.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. What you just said. all that shit.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Afion Crockett and more My Mama Told Me. And we are back.
Supposed to schmeat his meat with this shit, bro. What the fuck?
Yeah, we're back here with more Afion Crockett, more My Mama Told Me. We're still talking about the possibility that vampires exist and really the absurdity that vampires are even a conversation about people who are just at peace. They're just living a life of solitude and ease as opposed to stress and high intensity workout training. I don't know what the fuck is stressing people out nowadays. I'd love to talk to you a little bit about some of the research that I found, because I think hopefully, here's my hope, is some of this is going to maybe engage that conspiratorial inside it, deep inside of you, to maybe encourage you to reconsider your stance on vampires.
Go on, shoot.
Okay, hell yeah. So multiple allegations, largely rooted from Black Twitter, came out regarding Pharrell being a vampire, so much so that in 2014, he addressed it in Time Out London. An interviewer asked him straight up if he's a vampire, and Pharrell replied, "No, I am not. I'm willing to go on record as saying that I don't drink people's blood. How do I stay looking so young for a 40-year-old? I wash my face."
Yeah, he said he exfoliates.
He exfoliates. The man washes his face, and now he has a whole line of skincare products encouraging other people to wash their face and put moisture on it.
I'm about to do the same thing.
Hell yeah. Wait, you're about to drop a skincare line too?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I'll buy it. I don't know what's going to happen to my
Why
face.
Why not? You know what I mean?
My dad's white. Both. This could go wrong. So, I'll buy it. I'll go crazy with some skincare products.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I started thinking about where vampires come from. Like, what's the root of our understanding of vampires in the world? And one of the things that I learned is that vampires, our understanding of vampires and sort of like the main stereotypes, references for vampires, all comes from the Bram Stoker novel Dracula in 1897. That's the thing that sort of sparks the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And that character, Count Dracula, was actually based on this dude, Vlad Dracula, who was a real guy, also known as Vlad the Impaler. And mm-hmm. Vlad Dracula was this guy who basically ruled Romania on and off from 1456 to 1462. And he was known for being like this super brutal ruler who earned his nickname the Impaler because his favorite way to kill his enemies was to impale them with a wooden stake. So he was stabbing motherfuckers in the body with a wooden stake. That was his favorite way to kill people. Thus, we get this theory that killing vampires with a wooden stake is how you defeat them. So according to legend, Vlad Dracula enjoyed dining amongst his dying victims. Like, he would make them prop their dying bodies up at his kitchen table while he ate, and he would sometimes dip his bread into their blood, which might also explain why he was obviously connected with drinking blood, because he was eating it on bread and shit. And then also it might explain why he didn't rule that long, because I think he died from eating other people's blood. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
All I can tell you is this. I would fuck Vlad Dracula ass up.
All right.
I beat that nigga ass. He come around me with some goddamn wood and a motherfucking sauce dish. Him and Armie Hammer, I'll fuck them niggas up.
Hey, all right.
It is what it is. Fuck out of here.
I feel
they
it.
Just, They just two crazy niggas. That's all it is.
And that, you know what? There is something really nice in realizing that this type of crazy just is, it's generational. It's going to come. There's a new one every year, right? There's going to be somebody, be it Vlad Dracula,
who's the Night Stalker. Yeah,
all the way to Armie Hammer, who's going to send you a text like, let me bite that arm real quick, baby girl. Let me get a nibble on that liver.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. So here's one of the things that I learned in unpacking more about vampires is that there are actually people who consider themselves vampires today. I don't know if you knew that. There are people who self-identify as vampires. And part of what they say is that because it comes with all of these negative stereotypes of people who are like attacking people at night and doing all these vicious things, they are forced to keep their identities as vampires very private. They're not able to tell people in public ways, much which makes me go, hey, if I'm a vampire, if I'm Pharrell and I'm a vampire, I'm probably not going to tell anybody. I'm going to keep that shit hush hush.
I think those people that self-identify as vampires don't fuck a lot. And they spend a lot of time at home and don't have much of a life.
Sure, you dumb horny and you ain't got nothing else going on. So yeah, I'll make up a story about drinking blood and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, look, if I told you I'm a superhero,
yep,
that would be up to you to be like, he full of shit, or maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. How many push-ups can you do? That's how I measure it, so.
I never said what my superpower was.
There we go.
So, there it is, you know.
Okay, here's another tidbit that I thought was very fascinating in the research that I found. There was this lady, Mercy Brown. Have you ever heard of Mercy Brown?
No.
Okay, so Mercy Brown is this girl who is sort of known as the last American vampire. She's a girl who basically died in 1892 from tuberculosis. Her and like pretty much all of the members of her family die of tuberculosis, right? And at the time, science doesn't know a lot about tuberculosis. Doctors don't know a shit ton about tuberculosis. And so the people of this town, they live in Exeter, Rhode Island. The people of this town decide that the reason all the Browns are dying, every person in her family is dying consecutively, is not because of tuberculosis, but somebody like a spirit that is coming back, basically an undead person who is coming back and attacking them. And that's why the whole family's getting wiped out. And so they decide, with the blessing of her brother, Edwin, to dig up the grave of Edwin's mother and Edwin's younger sister. And they dig up the graves to look at the bodies to see if these bodies are for some reason not dead. And the bodies are dead. It's bones in the graves, right? But then they dig up Mercy, and Mercy had died just 2 months before, 8 weeks before. And when they dig Mercy up, she has blood in her veins, is what they say. She her cheeks were flush and she looked closer to life than a dead body was supposed to. The doctor in the town basically goes, hey, I think it's because we didn't technically bury her because the ground hadn't thawed yet. It's super cold this winter. We were going to wait to bury her. It's mostly because of not decaying that she's this way. But the people of the town go, fuck that. Hell no. Mercy, this bitch is a vampire. And we going to have to cook her heart and her innards and all that shit. Cook it up. They heat it. They turn it to ash, and then they mix that ash with water, and then they make Edwin, who is similarly dying of tuberculosis, drink it like a shot. He drinks the tuberculosis or the liver and all the stuff that's mixed up in ash, and then he dies 2 weeks later. So I say all of that to say, so do you think they thwarted the vampire?
They made a smoothie out of this bitch. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That's what I'm saying.
A protein smoothie.
That's right. They made a hearty smoothie for Edwin to drink, and it killed him. I don't know if it killed him because of drinking it or if it killed him because he already had tuberculosis and was on his deathbed.
What year was this?
This was 1892.
Oh, yeah. It didn't happen.
You think the story didn't happen?
No.
Holy shit. Tell me more.
It was 1892.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
Wait, you gotta explain this shit. Cause you're pretending like 1892 just doesn't exist. And we know some shit that happened in 1892.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying to you, man. 1892, it wasn't no video footage back then. There's no photographs of this dead alive bitch, right?
Yep.
It's kind of like when you sit in a room and you do the rumor game. You start whispering, and like, by the time it gets all the way around the room, the fucking story is not even the same. It's based on what people think they are hearing, and they embellish. So I'm guaranteeing you, nigga, from 1892 to 2021, that story has been flipped and exaggerated and bullshitted. Mm. And I mean, so she's the one vampire that's ever been found? Is that what we're to believe?
I don't know what she was, but I do know that this town of people not knowing that a body doesn't decay in 2 months decided that the best way of dealing with this undecayed body is to frappe her insides.
And where was this at? What state?
This was in Exeter, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island?
Yeah.
Wintertime, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with what the town doctor said. Yep. That bitch was frozen because if you take a live fish and you freeze that nigga, you thaw him out, he going to be jumping again.
Yeah, he kind of look a little alive. He looks aware of what's happening.
I got some salmon in my freezer right now. Like, it still looks intact because it's frozen.
Sure. So you're saying old Mercy was just up there freezing in a box and came out looking fresh and they couldn't handle it.
She was preserved.
Here's my question for you. And I think this is going to be a good question to help guide our hand in all of this. What do you think the value of vampires is for the average person? Why do you think people are invested in the possibility of vampires and maintaining this story if it isn't true?
People don't fuck a lot.
So all of this is just horny talk.
Not horny. It's just people be lonely. They nerds or, you know, homely people that just want to latch on to some shit to believe in. Like, people have a lot of time when they got them hands. And look, I'm a nerd, but, you know, I just happen to be a nerd with some swag. And
sure.
You know, I fuck a lot.
Okay.
I don't have time to be drumming up stories about who might be a vampire and who's not.
I got you. So this is truly just a bunch of lonely, homely people that ain't getting their dick wet. And if they did get their dick wet, they wouldn't have the time to make
they
up stories about vampires.
Give a fuck about vampires.
Well, I don't know how to refute that. That
you can't. Because it's irrefutable. That's why.
Anytime you look at a conspiracy theory and you go, nigga, you wouldn't say that if you weren't lonely and horny. It sort of makes somebody have to go into themselves.
If you was getting pussy, you wouldn't be concerned about a conspiracy theory.
Well, this might ruin my podcast. I think I got to shut this whole thing down. The implications are devastating for me.
You got the wrong guest on today. You got the wrong one.
I gotta go downstairs and talk to my wife and explain to her that for whatever reason, her pussy has driven me to make up an entire podcast where I talk to people about conspiracy theories. I've got a lot to think about. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more Apion Crockett and more My Mama Told Me. And we are back.
If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you gotta do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga.
Yeah, we're back here with more Avion Crockett, more My Mama Told Me. We're still talking about vampires, and apparently anybody who's talking about them just ain't getting enough pussy. And that is an important lesson for the episode. If you are walking away with any lesson, it's get pussy so vampires are not at the front of your brain.
That's the cure.
There we go. It's the cure for vampires everywhere.
Pussy is the cure for vampires.
Pussy is the cure for vampires. It's the only solution. I would love for us to play a game. We have one final game for the afternoon, and hopefully pussy won't be the only solution for this conspiracy theory. I want to play a game called White Lies.
You're ugly. You are disgusting. I'm going to kill you. Give me $200.
White lies. This is a fun game where I'm going to introduce to you, Avion, a traditional conspiracy theory widely held in the white community. And what I would love for you to do is take your brain and unpack why you think white people are so invested in this conspiracy theory. What is important in it for them? What are these sneaky motherfuckers up to? Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. Okay, so this conspiracy theory actually is a little new to me, but it's an interesting one. They claim that the Gulf War, the war, you know, that Saddam Hussein was our quote unquote enemy for, was all started because Saddam Hussein has a Stargate, a way of traveling across the universe. And it was the Earth. Basically, it was the United States' effort to close that Stargate and keep him from bringing aliens to this planet that motivated the Gulf War. Talk to me about why you think white people believe Saddam Hussein has a Stargate.
They're not fucking enough.
They're not fucking enough. All right. That's it. There it is. That's the whole thing.
Lack of fucking gives you enough time to think of some dumb shit like that.
Sure. That truly only... Okay. Let me ask you this, because I do think that there's some validity to what you're saying. But here's where I start to get curious, is why are we picking different conspiracy theories if it's just an issue of pussy or lack thereof?
What do you mean?
Like, why do some people go vampire and some people go Stargate? Why not? Why aren't we just all meeting in the middle and being like, I'm lonely, I'm sad.
That's to each their own. Like, there's different people that worship different things. Some people worship rocks. Some mm-hmm. people worship Jesus. Some people worship crystals, Buddha, Allah, Muhammad. It's personal. It's preferential.
Yeah.
What you choose to spend your mind time on, right?
Hell yeah.
And not fucking gives you a lot of time to spend mind time on shit like Stargate.
All right. Well, if I think.
See, I'm making too much sense. You can't refute it.
I don't know how to refute. You're not getting pussy. Like,
try it. All right. Just so I don't sound like a nigga that's just praising pussy, try to refute what I'm saying.
I think first of all, these are not my own theories. So I can't refute it because I don't necessarily believe them. But what I might argue on behalf of these weirdos is that I think that they're...
Even you call them weirdos. Yeah, so you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No, let's be clear. I think that anybody who believes this shit is a fucking loser. But I don't necessarily think that every loser ain't getting ass. I think some people are getting plenty of ass, and that's part of the problem. I think there's a fair amount of people out in the world who are being praised for their goofy shit that should be shamed and or degraded for their goofy shit in a way that, like, is part of the, you know, these puff, let's talk insurrection. There were plenty of people charging the goddamn Capitol building they got their dick sucked that night. Just a delicious blowjob of a woman that was proud of him for what he did.
There's a lot of tiny penises running up those stairs. So
fair.
It was, you know, it wasn't good pussy. It wasn't good.
So you're saying that they're getting pussy as a technicality. This is barely registering, whereas what they need.
They're getting sex.
I got you.
Sex, laid, that ain't pussy.
No.
You heard the emphasis.
They're just pressing meat into other meat, and that's the end of the story. And you're saying there's another deeper, more meaningful type of engagement that these people are never going to experience, which is why they create all these conspiracy theories in the first place.
100%.
Well, you heard it here first, everyone. Go get some pussy. And not none of that sex. We don't want you having none of that sex. You better go get some pussy, because otherwise you're going to start making more of this nonsense and you're going to force me to have to make another season of this goofy goddamn show. Avion, I think you did it. You nailed it. Could you tell the people at home where they can find you? What cool shit you have going on?
Mirror to Society on LOL Network. We are playing on NBC, Peacock, Pluto TV, Zumo TV, SiriusXM audio, Pandora for audio. We had like 100 vinyl copies pressed up, but it's doing great. The feedback has been amazing. It's my first 1 hour stand-up special. Yeah, it's black owned. So go Hell support yeah. that.
Go support that. Go watch the special. He's great. He's hilarious. You guys know him. You guys love him. Please follow him. And as always, follow me at Langston Kerman. And you can follow the podcast. Like it, subscribe. I don't know what the fuck you're supposed to do to this shit, but they keep telling me it's important. So yeah, do all that stuff. And I'll bye.